well. That's the official proclamation that we voted on earlier. It's contained there. And I just want to say on a personal note, 3 years ago, Sid was one of the first University of Illinois representatives to reach out to me. He did the same for many of the other new trustees as well. On behalf of all of us, we owe Sid a great debt of gratitude for helping to ease our transition. In many ways, his steady hand at the University of Illinois Foundation helped to ensure that this great institution would weather that period of crisis in 2009, which may have been the university's greatest challenge. We came through it, and most importantly, we came through it as together. Sid learned early on that any group is stronger when it plays as a team. It is a great lesson for all of us, and that sense of strong teamwork between the university and the foundation may be Sid's greatest legacy. He leaves the foundation in great shape. He leaves us, this great institution, better than he found it. And most importantly, he leaves behind a huge cadre of enthusiastic fans and lifelong friends. I hope that Sid understands that he can count me and all of the trustees as both his fans and his friends. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, let me just add the appreciation from my office and from the three campuses for all that Sid has done throughout his period of leadership. Sid, we started working together almost from the first day you were on campus and I was a newly minted dean, and it's been 13, I think, now wonderful years, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I appreciate not only what you've done to advise me and to educate me and many, many others on how development is done appropriately, but also for the tremendous skill you have exhibited in managing the foundation. It's a large, complex organization, and not only is it associated with advancement, but also the managing of our institutional resources to deliver a good return. And the fact that the payout is as good as it is these days is testament to the quality of people that you brought into the decision process and the strong relationships that you've built with your board of directors. So thank you, and we look forward to continuing to have you in our community as you go into this period of retirement. Thanks again.
Well, I hope the rest of the speakers don't expect a plaque and a standing ovation. Where are we going? Is it Lauren?
Where Lauren is next.
Okay, Lauren Taylor is going to join us. Thank you, Lauren, for being here. That comment was really aimed at Walt Knorr. I didn't realize it.
Well, the Alumni Association Board of Directors had the opportunity to recognize Sid at its most recent meeting back in September, and the board said that day that during his 13 years with the foundation, the Alumni Association had never had a better partner, and I was able to add that during that 13 years, I've never had a better friend. So, Sid, I add my own best wishes and congratulations to you. I'm pleased to continue a conversation with you today about how the Alumni Association's leadership and management team evaluates our work in engaging alumni. When I spoke with you last May, I began to outline the rationale for the metrics and peer groups we use to assess the work of the association. In past presentations, there have been three advancement metrics included in university and campus dashboard reports, all relative to fundraising goals, gift income, annual giving rate, and endowment assets per FTE student enrollment. Certainly, these are important indicators of our overall objectives as the university looks more and more to private support to ease the pressure on tuition and offset lower state support. But to analyze our operations more critically, there are some fundamental, even predictive, metrics that should also be considered. To maximize private resources and to continue to produce political advocacy wins, I believe alumni relations is one of the cornerstones of a comprehensive advancement strategy.